Hey, are you? Are you asleep? Do you really think you can fool me? I know you're just pretending to be asleep. Listen, if you don't want to talk to me, you can just tell me. Are you too tired? Is your social battery a little bit, needing of the recharge? If you're gonna give me the silent treatment, I might just have to fight back a little. I mean, do you remember way back when? I think it was maybe almost a year ago. You tried pretending to sleep. And I decided to. Do silly little things until I can get you to crack a smile. I think I've grown a little, matured a bit since then. So instead of trying to make you laugh, what if I try to make you squirm? To make you tingle? Don't worry, I won't be touching you at all. Though my focus will. I, of all people, should know how sensitive ears can be. So, if you want to keep pretending to be asleep, let's hope you've been working on the tingle immunity. But I always find a way to break that immunity. There, of course, with all that said, that doesn't mean you can't enjoy me trying to get you to stop pretending. Well, I hope you're comfy in that position, 'cause I better not see you move a muscle with your eyes closed. You'll have no idea where I'm going to strike. No clue where. My whispers or my breath. Oh man. Who knows? No, let's see how poker face up for. And who knows? Maybe I'll just have to find other ways to get you to crack. I know you are. won't be able to keep your act up for long. You'll crack eventually. All it takes is one little squirm, and they'll know. So, keep on trying. It makes it a lot more fun, knowing it's a challenge rather than a guaranteed win. Is that a smile? Or did you go to sleep with a wound on your face? Maybe we should make a little trade offer. If you really, truly believe that you can make it without squirming, of course, you may want to take the trade offer that way. If you wake up and stop trying to do this facade you have going on here, I will drown you in cuddles and warmth, and can promise you the sweetest of dreams. All you need to do is tell me yes. Maybe you just need an example of what I mean in my trade offer. After all, most people like to get a sample of what they can have before they have it. So, I know I promised I wouldn't touch you, but I guess maybe a hug or two wouldn't be too bad. Especially if you're asleep. I mean, I wouldn't want you to be cold now. Let's make sure you're nice and warm during this winter season. Thank you. do that, you'd be absolutely drowned. Doesn't that feel nice? Don't you just feel warm and snug? Well, there's a lot more of that to come. All you have to do is stop pretending to be asleep. You don't. You know, I will get you to break that poker face. I don't care if my tricks may seem dirty. Don't forget, I am the cuddle bun. It doesn't matter if sometimes I seem more on the shy side. Sometimes I may seem more on the scary side, but if there's one thing I'm gonna, it's taking control of a situation. So I better not see or hear any pouting when you lose. After all, it was inevitable. Who will win? The bunny who seems so innocent, or the stubborn little pillow? I'm not touching you, am I? No, just. So close, it feels like I'm actually kissing you. But no, after all, we're just roommates. Isn't that right? So, the real question is, why is a roommate pretending to be asleep? What do you get out of this? Is it fun? Are there other reasons? Why does that? Over. That'll be Keeping up with this no touching rule. It's pretty difficult, you know. I mean, all it takes is a little bit of tickling, and I'm sure you'd just be down for the count. All I would have to do would just be squeeze your sides a little bit. And I mean, like, who can like stop that? Take a lot of willpower, and as stubborn as you are, good. So, fine, I'll play by my own rules, but I think I might have to dive a little deeper in that hole, making you blush thing, even though we may be roommates, that doesn't mean that I can't wiggle my way into certain spots that make you so happy that you can't do anything aside from blushing. After all, aren't you my precious pillow who's helped me sleep through very, very scary storms of thunder? Or sometimes I just need a pillow to be able to sleep on or with. After all, sometimes you just need that extra comfort. Of course, it probably does help that you're absolutely precious, and I wouldn't ask for anyone else to be living with. And just like a pillow, you're absolutely soft and sweet. There's a reason why I like holding on to you like a pillow, all tight like. There's a reason why I protect you and want to keep you for myself. Of course. I mean, you're mine, but it's because you mean a lot to me. Just like how some people hold a very, very hard attachment to their plushies. I would naturally consider you my comfort pillow. Maybe close, but can you feel me staring at your cheeks, at your eyes, at your head? It's a real shame that I can't pat you. All you would need to do is admit defeat to me, and then I'd be able to give you all the head pats you deserve. Or, you know, maybe squish your ears a little bit. Maybe kiss your ears. Give them a little bit of a nibble. What? operation make you blush didn't work. Operation make you squirm didn't work. Operation trade offer didn't work. But maybe operation illusion might work. I just have to make it feel like I am touching you. You have to, you know, that thing called phantom sense. It should feel like I'm cupping your ears. But am I? The only way to find out would be to open them. Think of it as Schrodinger's bunny. Who knows? Am I cheating? Or is it all just phantom sense? And your eyes are closed because you're fast asleep. So, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna call me out on cheating? Or are you going to admit defeat? To open up your eyes and call me out on cheating, but admit defeat. Or never know just if I'm using my hands or using anything to touch you. And keep your eyes closed forever. I just have to wouldn't be considered cheating. I know there's definitely a surefire way of getting you to stop attending. Well, if you're not gonna open up your eyes, then tell me. You're awake. Then, I guess I'll just have to force it out of you. I didn't want to have to resort to this, but I guess maybe I will have to use my hands. No, don't blame me. If after this you can't sleep anymore, then again, maybe it'll help you sleep. Who knows? Maybe you were awake in the beginning of this and now you're already asleep. Let's see if you can handle it. Did I say my hands? I might have meant my this one little squirm and you've lost. Oh. that's what you want. You know? No matter how many different types of smooches, legs, or nibbles I love to do. You may have won this round, but I will come back again. And next time, I'll be bringing tools to assist me. So, you better be ready. I will crack that poker face of yours. You stand no chance. Though still, I do wish you sweet, sweet dreams.